What do you make, first of all, of this guy that the FBI now wants with this North American accent, as it's described? Do they have any clue who this individual might be?
Well, we're trying to get information. And what's really positive about the FBI putting this out to the public, we're trying to get any information or tips that we can to try to identify this individual. Remember, ISIS is out there recruiting. And when they can recruit Americans or Canadians who have American or Canadian passports, those individuals can go to Syria or other places in the world and come back to the United States. And if they haven't broken the law, all we can do is monitor them to make sure that they're not planning an attack here in the United States.
And so they're looking at his eyes, they're looking at his voice, they're trying to do some recognition, but I take it they really hope maybe someone who's watching and listening to that voice, seeing that image, might be able to provide a tip. That's right. Isn't that right, Congressman?
You know, in the United States, we have said over and over, if you see anything unusual, that call your local police, call your state police, call your FBI. And that's what we're seeking, that information, and hopefully it will make a difference. You know, it happened in the Boston bomber when we needed to identify those individuals, and we got tips and information, and that helped us identify those two individuals.
What can you tell us about Mohammed Hamza Khan, the 19-year-old kid, the teenager, if you will, from the Chicago area, was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport over the weekend, suspected of being a supporter of ISIS. What can you tell us about this individual? Do you know, for example, how he got $4,000 to buy a round-trip ticket from Chicago to Vienna and then on to Istanbul?
I don't know all those details. What I do know, it was really good investigative work done by our locals and our FBI to monitor individuals that were concerned that want to do damage and hurt the United States. And as a result of the information and the evidence, because he's an American and because of the evidence he received, we had to make sure that we were able to get that evidence in order to be able to arrest him. But this is just an example of what the concern is. We know that we have 12 Americans that are in Syria right now being trained and working with ISIS. Those individuals can come to the United States with a passport, and unless they've broken the law, all we can do is monitor them. And this is a big concern to all of us in the intelligence community about this type of threat.
I assume, though, those 12 individuals, the FBI, law enforcement in the United States, knows the names of those 12 individuals, right?
There are 12 that we know, but there are other ones that we're concerned that we don't know. And that's why we have to be vigilant. You know, remember, the intelligence is the best defense against terrorism. And this is a very serious issue. And we're doing whatever we can. We have the best intelligence in the world, but we also have to follow Americans' constitutional rights in whatever we do.
I wonder what you know about these four individuals who were arrested yesterday in London, suspected of being ISIS supporters and supposedly, according to a whole bunch of reports, planning on publicly beheading individuals in the United Kingdom. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's the same scenario. You know, the Brits, we work with the Brits and our other allies to get intelligence to try to identify these terrorist groups that want to attack us. And by the way, it's just not ISIS. ISIS is really focused more in where they are now in Syria and Iraq. We're concerned about other al-Qaeda elements that are really focused more seriously right now on attacking the United States right away. But, you know, when we identify and we use the intelligence, we're able to try to stop them. But in the meantime, we have to realize ISIS has close to $1 billion. They have social media. They are recruiting as we speak. They're trying to get Americans, Canadians, French to join ISIS, and especially if they have passports, they can go back and forth to their countries without being noticed. You know, if you come from Libya or other parts of the world, you need to be able to have a visa to get into to these different countries. But when you have a passport, you don't. And that really concerns us all.
Which is a greater threat to the U.S. homeland, Congressman, right now, ISIS or this al-Qaeda spinoff called the Khorasan Group?
Khorasan Group is very serious. We have no evidence at this point, or let's say intelligence at this point, that ISIS is ready to attack us within the month or so. We are concerned about groups like Khorasan who do research and development, who are trying to develop bombs, plastic bombs that they can put in iPhones or they can put in iPads so they can pass through a TSA and not be identified. And then it seems that al-Qaeda still attempts to focus on airplanes and blowing up airplanes. So I would say right now they're all a danger, and ISIS clearly has to be stopped. But on the other hand, these other terrorist groups, I think, are further ahead in their plans to attack the United States. ISIS is still in that region and holding land, and even though they're threatening everybody, but that's also to recruit other people in their desire to take over that area of the world. And we have got to stop them and smash them.